Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So one of my greatest joys in life right now, for the past about 7-8 years in my work, I've been able to lead these going deeper retreats, we call them. And we've developed 4 different retreats, and all of them are focused on silence. They're intended for high school students who are desirous to grow in their faith and learn prayer. And the retreats are almost entirely in silence, and then there's talks and such. One of the things about these retreats, I've been doing these retreats for 7 or 8 years, and there's one teaching that I give on all 4 of these different retreats. Like, so all 4 of these different retreats are, they have different themes, they have different talks, they have different topics. But there's one teaching that every time I've done it, I've done this retreat 3 times. Every time I've done it, it's been like controversial. And this teaching, it comes from a text by Father Wilfred Stinnison called Holy Spirit, Fire of Divine Love. It's one of my favorite spiritual reads. And in the text, I don't have it with me today, but it essentially says, when there's love, forgiveness is not necessary. When there's love, forgiveness is not necessary. And I give this retreat to high schoolers, and they have this like struggle with these realities. They've had these friendships where their friendships have hurt them. They have relationships with their parents, and their parents have hurt them, and they're stuck on this reality. Well, something has to be done in order for there to be like healing and real forgiveness. And the statement basically says, when you love, there's no need for, like, it's basically already overpowered forgiveness. And this is found in The Prodigal Son. If you read a commentary on The Prodigal Son, you'll find that The Prodigal Son developed this whole speech. He anticipated this conversation with his father to go back and to explain to him his pilgrimage back and all that had happened. And the commentaries will provide you a sense that the father was waiting, and the second he saw the son from a distance, he ran out. And the scripture shows, like, there wasn't really even time for the son to, like, give the explanation. The father had already forgiven the son. There was no, like, his love, like, didn't even leave room for that necessarily. Like, it was presumed because the father loved him. And the same is true when we go to confession. Like, we don't do that because there's some need on God's part for us to explain things. And, like, he doesn't need to use the words, I forgive you, for himself. He just loves, and it's healing for us to hear that. But I'm often struck by the challenge that these high schoolers have. And of course I have the same struggles, but of this reality of there needs to be something, like, something's owed to me, or I need to understand something, or something needs to happen in order for this to be reconciled. I think about that today in today's readings. There's so much, and I just want to highlight the one statement in the Gospel of Matthew. It says, "Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known." Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. And we're encouraged in this gospel passage, do not be afraid to boldly love and to forgive, to have this love that like overshadows the need for forgiveness, that just loves and doesn't stop loving. The forgiveness is there. It's always been there, right? Like we can presume forgiveness when we go into confession. That's one of the gifts we have as Catholics, is we know that our sins will be forgiven. Why? Because God loves us. He has already forgiven us before we even go there. And confession is there for us to receive that forgiveness and to enter into that forgiveness. But this reality in the gospel that strikes me is just this simple reality of God is telling us we don't need to know everything. That there will be some things that will be waiting for us in heaven. And so in these different realities of your life and your prayer, consider today that you're invited to simply trust God and to know that, you know, if you're looking for answers to this certain thing, If you're struggling to forgive someone in your life or struggling to move on with something in your life because you need a certain piece of information, I think we need to consider how important that really is right now. Right? If God can forgive us without the need of anything except our repentant hearts, or as the Gospels say today, are not two sparrows sold for a small coin, yet one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge? Even all the hairs on your head are counted, so do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. If we can find our value in God, if we can look to heaven as the place of eternal rest, of eternal bliss, there is no need for us to know everything. So consider today that God is inviting you to just trust. That to just trust that his plan will be revealed to you either now or in heaven. Let us pray. Jesus, help us to trust in you. Help us to anticipate the life that we will have in heaven of absolute bliss. Lord, where nothing will be hidden from us. There will be no secrets that will not be known to us. Help us, Lord, to find peace in that right now. That your plan is at work. And that your life is available to us. But help us to trust. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.